Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. The world rewards noise. Every second drags you outward, toward distraction, comparison, and decay. Most people have lost the ability to sit in silence without breaking. Their minds are built to react, never to rule. You can see it in their eyes, restless, unfocused, constantly searching for something to drown the stillness. The Stoic stands against this collapse. They move through the same noise, but their silence has weight. Their restraint feels like threat. Each motion is measured, each word sharpened by control. Where others are pulled by impulse, they move like an execution, cold, exact, unhurried. Authority begins where reaction ends. This is the threshold, the point where discipline hardens into nature, where composure becomes command. You are not here to learn calm, you are here to become unshakable. The lecture has already begun. The world will not slow for your focus, so you must take it back by force. Strength begins in silence. When the noise of distraction collapses, when the mind stops chasing explanations or applause, a new center forms within. This center is direction without influence, clarity without noise, power without motion. A person who has reached this point does not ask what others are doing. They act from their own order. The first motion of transformation is the awakening of command inside the individual, the awareness that discipline must come before understanding and order must come before expression. To focus only on yourself is not to become isolated from the world, but to reclaim authorship over your conduct within it. Every external condition is neutral until interpreted by the mind. The Stoic understands this and uses focus as a weapon of preservation. When attention is divided, strength decays. When attention is reclaimed, direction consolidates. The person who governs their focus governs their reality. The act of self-direction begins with cutting away. To build internal order, the Stoic detaches from everything that dilutes their clarity. Empty entertainment, endless commentary, emotional indulgence. These are weights disguised as relief. The disciplined individual sees them for what they are. Distractions that sell temporary stimulation in exchange for long-term erosion. The more one abstains from trivial input, the sharper their perception becomes. Modern culture conditions people to believe they must stay connected to everything to matter. The Stoic rejects this entirely. The measure of one's power is not in how many opinions they can react to, but in how few can penetrate their focus. Control is not about knowing everything, it is about selecting what deserves attention and ignoring what doesn't. This act of filtering is the essence of mastery. Self-focus is misunderstood as selfishness. It is, in fact, self-governance, the disciplined act of preserving one's mind from corrosion. A person cannot lead, build, or endure if they are constantly influenced by noise. To focus only on yourself is to maintain an internal state so ordered that chaos cannot alter your rhythm. The one who can hold their own direction under distraction holds true freedom. Each day is a test of ownership. The world offers infinite ways to scatter your energy. Conversations without purpose, comparisons without context, emotional loops that never end. The Stoic does not fight each distraction individually. They rise above the entire game by withdrawing their participation. This withdrawal is not weakness. It is composure in its purest form, the ability to remain unmoved in the presence of provocation. When the mind is directed inward, clarity sharpens, the noise of opinion fades, and conduct becomes aligned with principle. There is no need to announce this shift. It becomes visible through restraint. The disciplined person speaks less, acts cleaner, and moves with steadiness that others mistake for confidence. In truth, it is focus, the internal state of being governed by one's own standards rather than the shifting winds of approval. Seneca once wrote, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." The same applies to focus. The person who craves more validation, more attention, more engagement becomes poor in energy. The person who is content with their own direction becomes rich in control. Focus transforms craving into command. A focused mind does not need recognition. It measures progress through conduct, not comparison. This is a difficult discipline in a time built on visibility, but Stoicism teaches that visibility is the enemy of depth. Every moment spent proving value to others steals attention from building it internally. The Stoic mind understands that silence is a form of construction, each quiet decision shaping the architecture of character. When focus becomes consistent, external noise begins to lose its power. Insults, trends, and temporary opinions cannot anchor into a stable mind. The Stoic treats these disturbances as weather, noticed but not obeyed. To remain unaffected does not mean one is indifferent. It means one has chosen a higher loyalty to clarity. The strength to stay centered in confusion is the rarest form of stability. Detachment is the foundation of focus. The disciplined mind does not eliminate emotion, it orders it. Feelings are allowed to exist, but they are not allowed to rule. The Stoic trains perception to see events without distortion, to respond without excess, and to act without hesitation. This state cannot be achieved through motivation. It is achieved through structure, a daily practice of returning attention to what can be controlled. Control is built through boundaries. Every moment of the day offers a choice: react to the external or remain within command. Most surrender their peace through small decisions: checking, scrolling, arguing, explaining. Each act of unnecessary reaction fractures internal stillness. The disciplined individual builds walls around their focus, not to block the world, but to preserve strength for action that matters. The Stoic philosophy is a study of containment. It is the understanding that power leaks through reaction. When a person can be provoked easily, they are governed by others. When they remain still under pressure, they are governed by reason. The fewer things that disturb you, the more invincible your mind becomes. Focus transforms this truth into living form. A person focused on themselves walks differently. Their posture reflects purpose. Their pace reflects clarity. They do not rush. They move precisely. This stillness in motion is what others interpret as confidence, but it is actually order. Each decision is filtered through principle before emotion, which gives their actions weight and their silence presence. The goal of Stoic focus is not withdrawal from life, but participation with control. The disciplined individual engages with the world on their own terms. They decide when to speak, when to act, and when to remain silent. This measured rhythm builds influence without performance. The more one governs themselves, the less they need to prove anything. To focus on yourself means to return to reality. Distraction creates illusion, the illusion that others' opinions matter more than your own conduct, that outcomes define worth, that visibility defines value. Stoicism dissolves this illusion through self-command. It teaches that reality is simple: act with reason, endure with composure, and focus with clarity. Everything else is noise. The disciplined person wakes with direction. They do not negotiate with fatigue, emotion, or circumstance. They operate by law, their own law. Each action is chosen for its alignment with principle, not pleasure. This creates peace that cannot be replicated by external success. Peace becomes the natural state of those who have ordered their minds around self-governance. Focus creates distance from the trivial. The individual who values silence over gossip, discipline over display, progress over attention, begins to rise naturally. They no longer need motivation. They function through alignment. When purpose becomes structure, life simplifies. The external world continues to spin, but the Stoic remains fixed, calm in direction, unshaken in conduct. In this state, time slows, decisions become deliberate, emotion becomes information, not command. The individual no longer wastes energy managing perception. They invest energy mastering behavior. This is what it means to live internally directed, to operate from stability instead of reaction. When focus matures, the individual no longer chases clarity, they embody it. Focus transforms a life from chaos to command. Each day becomes a rehearsal of mastery, a series of choices that reinforce identity. The Stoic understands that attention is currency, and to spend it on trivialities is to go bankrupt in peace. The greatest form of wealth is controlled awareness. To hold one's mind steady is to hold one's life steady. In this discipline, strength is quiet. It does not announce progress, it accumulates it. It does not seek to convince, it demonstrates. The world cannot distract a person who has already chosen their direction. Every challenge becomes a training ground, every failure a recalibration, every success a test of humility. Focus becomes the constant through all conditions. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This realization is the cornerstone of focus. To master one's mind is to exit the world of reaction and enter the realm of choice. This shift separates those who live by circumstance from those who live by principle. The Stoic lives in this second realm. When focus becomes law, peace follows. The individual no longer feels the need to justify, explain, or defend. Their worth is measured privately through conduct, not publicly through opinion. This independence is rare, which is why it carries silent authority. People sense when someone has detached from validation. It radiates through stillness, through calm eyes and measured tone. Self-focus requires endurance. It demands repetition of principle, even when emotion resists. Discipline must outlast impulse. The Stoic trains like a craftsman, shaping thought and reaction through patient refinement. The work is invisible but cumulative. Every act of restraint sharpens the mind's edge until distraction can no longer cut through it. The mature individual does not seek control over others. They seek control over attention. Influence over the external is accidental. Mastery over the internal is deliberate. This reversal of priority is what separates a disciplined life from a reactive one. Focus is the bridge between awareness and action. It turns thought into precision. When a person begins to truly focus on themselves, the world appears quieter. What once seemed urgent becomes irrelevant. The approval of others loses its grip. Fear of missing out fades into gratitude for stillness. This transformation is not emotional, it is structural. The individual has changed the operating system of their mind. Every moment of silence strengthens this architecture. Each refusal to react adds weight to presence. The Stoic becomes their own fortress, not through withdrawal, but through integrity. They no longer chase peace, they preserve it. Each day lived with attention becomes a proof of strength. To focus only on yourself is the highest respect you can give to life. It means you are no longer wasting existence on illusion. It means your energy is directed toward refinement, your time toward mastery, your attention toward conduct. The external world remains, but it no longer commands. the individual becomes the axis of their own existence. In this state, purpose is no longer something to find, it is something to live. The disciplined person does not seek meaning, they create it through alignment. Focus reveals that the path has always been internal. The work is within. The result is silence, strength, and self-direction that cannot be disturbed by chaos. When internal order stabilizes, its effects begin to extend outward. The focus that once turned inward to restore control now begins to shape the external through conduct. Silent influence is born from this evolution, a transition so subtle that it cannot be noticed, only felt. The disciplined individual, once occupied with building their own foundation, now becomes the steady presence that reorders the spaces they inhabit. Self-mastery matures into silent influence when inner focus becomes visible through conduct rather than expression. The Stoic who governs thought begins to govern atmosphere. Without effort, they alter the energy of the spaces they enter. Calm replaces urgency, precision replaces noise, and authority radiates without demand. Presence becomes their statement. The mark of real discipline is restraint in influence. Those who are truly focused do not attempt to persuade. They embody what they believe. Their composure speaks louder than argument, and their steadiness dissolves opposition before it forms. This is the power of centered order, to lead without controlling, to direct without speaking. Silent influence emerges when internal control becomes permanent. It cannot be faked because it requires total detachment from validation. The Stoic understands that energy must be reserved for alignment, not approval. This conservation of attention builds a magnetic stillness that others interpret as confidence, yet it is only self-command in form. A focused mind sharpens perception. The individual begins to see under motives, through performances, and beyond appearances. They no longer respond to noise, they analyze it. This gives them leverage in every field of life. Where others react, they assess. Where others rush, they measure. Control becomes visible not through words, but through precision. As self-focus deepens, patience becomes weaponry. The Stoic no longer chases timing. They control rhythm. They know when to act and when to wait. Their strength is invisible because it operates beneath surface urgency. This subtle power intimidates the reactive mind, which confuses calm with passivity. Yet nothing is more active than measured restraint. To reach this state requires continuous rehearsal of composure. Each provocation becomes an opportunity to affirm internal dominance. Each irritation becomes a field of training. The Stoic refines response until peace becomes reflex. Every emotion, every situation, every demand passes through the same internal filter. Is this within my control? If not, it is irrelevant. Epictetus wrote, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." This principle anchors silent influence. The one who does not need recognition operates with freedom unavailable to those who crave acknowledgement. True confidence is not performing competence, it is indifference to perception. The Stoic walks through judgment untouched because their purpose is direction, not display. Influence expands through consistency. When conduct remains stable under stress, people instinctively trust it. They may not understand the source of composure, but they feel its gravity. In a world addicted to reaction, the person who remains still becomes a mirror of control. Others begin to calibrate around their rhythm. This is how silent dominance spreads, through presence, not persuasion. Every environment bends toward order or chaos, depending on who holds focus. The Stoic carries order within, and by entering a space, tilts its balance. Their stability converts uncertainty into structure. They are not trying to lead. They are incapable of being led by confusion. Such consistency becomes influence in its purest form. Silent influence matures through neutrality. Praise and insult weigh the same. Victory and defeat are processed through principle, not emotion. This equilibrium cannot be faked. It is the result of thousands of uncelebrated moments of restraint. The Stoic becomes like a stone in a river, unmoved though surrounded by movement. The world continues to flow, but they remain. Endurance is the forge of the Stoic mind. It is where clarity is tested, principles are purified, and strength transitions from concept to identity. A person may speak of discipline, but until they endure difficulty without collapse, it remains theory. Endurance transforms philosophy into form. It is not suffering for its own sake, but the refinement of the self through friction. Every challenge strips away illusion. Comfort disguises weakness. Strain reveals it. When life applies resistance, the Stoic does not complain or retreat. They understand that discomfort is not an interruption of order, but a confirmation of it. Difficulty sharpens judgment. Pain teaches containment. Through endurance, a person learns the architecture of themselves. A disciplined individual views struggle as education. They do not seek an easier path. They seek a clearer one. Hardship removes noise. It shows what truly governs a person: impulse or principle, emotion or reason. The Stoic uses each obstacle as an instrument of refinement. Every repetition under weight, physical, emotional, or mental, compresses chaos into order. To endure is to remain faithful to one's law under changing conditions. It is the ability to act with the same precision in calm or in conflict. The one who endures understands that strength is not in the removal of pain, but in composure within it. They measure progress by stability, not by comfort. This patience becomes the foundation of all mastery. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining." This sentence contains the core of Stoic endurance: directness without sentiment. Endurance does not dramatize, it performs. Each repetition of restraint reinforces self-command. Each act of acceptance strengthens perception. The Stoic does not romanticize suffering, they refine through it. When fatigue arrives, the untrained mind looks for escape. The Stoic sees the threshold as instruction. Fatigue exposes structure: how thought collapses, how emotion intrudes, how focus weakens. Each failure to remain composed reveals what still requires discipline. Endurance is not punishment. It is feedback from reality about the current limits of mastery. The world honors speed, but Stoicism values repetition. Endurance is repetition under resistance. The mind learns stability only when challenged. Routine comfort breeds softness. The Stoic trains deliberately under tension, because clarity and calm must be built under pressure. A mind forged in stillness alone cannot withstand movement. Endurance teaches neutrality toward time. The undisciplined measure success by how quickly something ends. The Stoic measures by how well they maintain order through duration. Every prolonged effort strengthens attention. Every extended trial reveals how peace must exist independent of outcome. Through endurance, the Stoic becomes timeless in their rhythm. Those who endure develop quiet authority. They do not explain their struggle, they embody its results. Each scar becomes a mark of refinement, each hardship a layer of armor. The more a person endures with composure, the more they belong to themselves. External circumstances lose power over one who has already survived internal storms. Endurance strips excess from ambition. It replaces excitement with steadiness. In hardship, motives are exposed. Those built on ego collapse. those built on principle remain. The disciplined person welcomes this purification. They understand that endurance is not a delay of victory, but its foundation. True progress does not happen through ease, it hardens through resistance. Pain and repetition build perception. The Stoic learns to see clearly when emotion screams for reaction. They slow their responses until reaction turns into reflection. Endurance converts instinct into judgment. Each pause under discomfort becomes a lesson in restraint. The longer one endures, the more deliberate their thinking becomes. When the body weakens, the will must lead. The Stoic separates physical fatigue from mental collapse. They may feel exhaustion, but refuse to yield clarity. The mind remains sovereign. This separation defines mastery, the ability to maintain reason when comfort disappears. Endurance is not strength without exhaustion, it is strength despite it. Many pursue strength through motivation, but motivation fades under repetition. Endurance sustains itself through structure. The Stoic does not rely on mood, they rely on method. Routine becomes a shield, habits become armor. By repeating principle through discomfort, they transform discipline into instinct. Endurance is the bridge between effort and identity. Each trial refines proportion. The Stoic learns to measure response to pain. Too little resistance breeds stagnation, too much breaks rhythm. Endurance calibrates that balance. It is the art of maintaining effort without violence, composure without retreat. This equilibrium is where calm power is born, unemotional, consistent, complete. Those who endure become immune to chaos. When everything collapses, they do not. When others complain, they adjust. Endurance teaches adaptability through discipline, not reaction. The Stoic expects difficulty, prepares for fatigue, and rehearses composure. Nothing surprises a mind that has trained under pressure. Repetition is the hidden teacher. Each return to the same discipline deepens command. The Stoic does not seek novelty. They seek mastery through sameness. The same exercise, the same meditation, the same principle repeated until the mind no longer resists. This is how endurance creates permanence. It turns effort into nature. When hardship becomes routine, fear dissolves. The Stoic stops waiting for ease because they no longer require it. Their peace is not dependent on relief. It exists through endurance. This shift creates a rare stillness, a calm built not from avoidance, but from confrontation. The disciplined mind has faced discomfort and remains unshaken. To endure is to understand proportion in all things. Each hardship reveals excess of desire, pride, or expectation. The Stoic uses endurance to correct imbalance. They learn to approach life with economy of speech, of emotion, of reaction. What remains after endurance is purity of purpose. Clarity without embellishment, strength without display. Endurance strengthens the relationship between thought and action. Each moment of restraint refines connection. The disciplined individual no longer acts from impulse, they act from structure. Endurance is repetition of alignment, principle expressed again and again under pressure until it becomes instinct. When pain becomes familiar, fear of pain disappears. The Stoic no longer fears difficulty because they understand it as repetition of training. Each test builds certainty in their ability to remain composed. Endurance gives proof of capacity. With proof, doubt weakens. With doubt gone, calm deepens. The mature individual does not view endurance as temporary effort. It becomes a way of living. They wake prepared to hold their line through fatigue, distraction, and emotion. Endurance turns time into an ally. Every day endured with discipline compounds into mastery. Each test reinforces the identity of the calm mind. The stoic endures because they understand that nothing stable can be built on ease. Hardship hardens intention. It filters out weakness disguised as desire. What remains is deliberate action. Through repeated exposure to strain, the stoic learns that peace is not the absence of hardship, but control within it. A person refined through endurance no longer reacts to difficulty with resistance. They approach it with order. The mind sees patterns where others see obstacles. The heart remains calm while others panic. Endurance grants foresight because repetition has revealed the nature of struggle. It always passes, but conduct remains. There is quiet dignity in patience. Endurance is the long conversation between principle and pain. The stoic listens rather than protests. They extract wisdom from repetition. The longer they hold composure, the deeper they understand the nature of control. Patience becomes philosophy in motion. Endurance teaches emotional precision. It trains perception to separate event from interpretation. Pain is a fact. Suffering is an opinion. The Stoic refines this distinction through lived repetition. They feel discomfort, but do not collapse under it. Each test engraves restraint deeper into identity. Through endurance, simplicity becomes sacred. The Stoic eliminates unnecessary motion, thought, and speech. Complexity breaks under pressure. Simplicity endures. The person who has trained to survive hardship no longer wastes energy performing complexity. They operate with clean purpose, measured, deliberate, silent. Fatigue reveals truth. Under strain, masks fall. The disciplined person studies these moments. They observe what emotions appear, what excuses form, what desires tempt retreat. Each observation is instruction. Endurance becomes introspection performed under pressure. The Stoic uses these findings to remove weakness layer by layer. Endurance aligns the mind with reality. The individual no longer argues with difficulty, they cooperate with it. They see pain as neutral, effort as natural, and struggle as the environment of growth. This realism frees them from emotional volatility. Acceptance replaces resistance. Consistency replaces complaint. The will hardened through endurance cannot be borrowed or imitated. It must be built alone, through repetition, invisible to others. Each quiet act of persistence builds an unseen foundation. When challenge arrives, that foundation holds. To endure is to prepare for the inevitable and to meet it without hesitation. Every person encounters fatigue, but few turn it into strength. The Stoic transforms it into identity. They endure until restraint becomes instinct, until clarity replaces reaction. Through repetition, they create a self that cannot be rushed, broken, or persuaded. Endurance completes what discipline begins. Detachment is the highest form of focus. It is the point where a person has disciplined themselves to act with complete precision while releasing all expectation of what follows. The Stoic does not measure success through reward or recognition. They measure it through alignment with principle. Detachment transforms the act itself into the goal, and the result becomes irrelevant. When a person is bound to outcomes, they are ruled by volatility. Their peace rises and falls with events they cannot control. Detachment ends this dependency. It allows effort to exist in its pure form, direct, consistent, and unaffected by uncertainty. The mind that acts without attachment is immune to chaos. It cannot be defeated by loss or distorted by success. To act with detachment is to understand that outcomes belong to nature, not to will. The Stoic directs energy only toward what can be controlled: intention, discipline, and conduct. Everything else is external. By narrowing attention to these few absolutes, life simplifies. The noise of comparison disappears. The mind becomes clear, steady, and self-contained. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself to focus on the work, not the applause. Detachment is this in motion. The disciplined person executes their duty with the same precision in victory and in failure. They do not slow for disappointment or accelerate for approval. Their rhythm is constant because it is governed by principle, not reaction. Detachment is not indifference. It is participation without possession. The Stoic acts fully, but does not cling to what unfolds. They give effort its due weight, then release it into the world. This separation protects the mind from emotional distortion. It creates calm under uncertainty, because the individual no longer requires validation from outcome. Every pursuit contains variables beyond control. The immature mind obsesses over them, trying to manipulate or predict results. The disciplined mind withdraws attention from them entirely. They understand that control is finite and must not be wasted on the uncontrollable. Detachment is conservation of energy. It keeps focus where it matters. Those who practice detachment live with clarity. They are not swayed by gain or loss. They do not collapse under defeat or overextend under praise. Their stability is unshakable because it is self-generated. To act without attachment is to exist beyond the reach of chance. Each action becomes complete within itself. When effort becomes its own reward, performance sharpens. Anxiety fades because failure no longer defines identity. The Stoic views each action as practice, not judgment. They understand that repetition of right conduct refines the mind more than any outcome could. Detachment turns work into meditation. The untrained seek comfort in certainty. The Stoic finds strength in uncertainty because it forces focus back onto process. Detachment removes the illusion of control over external events. It directs all intensity inward, where control is absolute. This shift transforms frustration into discipline. The person no longer resists what they cannot change, they master what they can. To detach from outcome is to live by law, not emotion. Every decision is filtered through principle. The Stoic acts because action is right, not because it guarantees reward. This gives their life a rare consistency. They remain the same through praise and blame, success and failure. This equilibrium is the mark of true control. When a person is no longer enslaved to results, their conduct becomes pure. They no longer compromise standards for advantage. They act in alignment with truth rather than strategy. Detachment produces integrity because it removes the temptation of manipulation. The disciplined mind would rather fail with principle than succeed through deviation. The more detached the individual becomes, the freer they are from emotional distortion. Joy and sorrow lose their extremes. They are recognized as temporary states within a permanent order. This clarity allows the Stoic to see life as a continuum rather than a contest. Detachment turns existence into practice, not performance. Expectation is the architect of disappointment. The Stoic dismantles expectation before it builds. They act, release, and remain still. When the result arrives, they observe it without ownership. This removes both arrogance and despair. Detachment neutralizes emotional volatility by aligning attention with the present action, not the imagined reward. Those who attach themselves to outcomes live in perpetual fluctuation. Their confidence depends on external approval, their motivation on visible progress. Detachment removes this instability. The Stoic performs the same, whether observed or unseen. Their satisfaction is drawn from precision, not attention. When effort and outcome are separated, effort becomes clean. The Stoic mind no longer divides focus between doing and anticipating. each action is performed with full presence. This unity of attention enhances performance naturally. Detachment, rather than reducing effort, intensifies it by removing distraction. Detachment trains the mind to endure uncertainty without emotional compromise. The individual learns to wait without anxiety, to act without attachment, and to observe without judgment. They become immune to both praise and criticism. Their value is internal, measured through conduct alone. Epictetus said, "Do not seek for events to happen as you wish, but wish for them to happen as they do happen." This is the discipline of detachment, to wish for harmony with reality instead of dominance over it. The Stoic understands that peace comes not from control, but from consent, to act fully within one's domain and accept the rest without resistance. The detached mind sees loss as part of rhythm. It does not grieve permanence where none exists. Change becomes natural, and resilience becomes instinct. Detachment removes sentimentality toward outcomes. The Stoic learns to appreciate events for their instruction, not their comfort. Every result becomes data for discipline. Those who master detachment cannot be manipulated. When nothing external defines worth, no one holds power over peace. The Stoic becomes ungovernable by reward or threat. Their composure cannot be purchased or provoked. This independence is the purest form of strength. Detachment simplifies ambition. The disciplined individual no longer chases recognition. They focus on refinement. Success becomes a byproduct, not a pursuit. Each day becomes a continuation of process, measured, deliberate, complete. Detachment replaces striving with execution. When results arrive, the Stoic observes them with calm gratitude, not excitement. They acknowledge outcomes as reflections of probability, not destiny. This objectivity preserves humility in success and composure in failure. Detachment transforms both into feedback, nothing more. The mind trained in detachment loses the need to prove itself. It functions from internal order, not insecurity. Action becomes a statement of principle. The Stoic works quietly, without urgency, without spectacle. They understand that lasting influence is built through steadiness, not display. Detachment does not weaken ambition. It strengthens it by removing dependence on reward. The disciplined person can sustain effort indefinitely because motivation is internal. Each task becomes an act of self-definition. The Stoic no longer asks, "Will this work?" They ask, "Is this right?" Detachment turns labor into legacy. When detached, the individual becomes patient. They are no longer enslaved by time or results. Progress unfolds naturally because attention remains pure. Detachment eliminates the tension between effort and reward. Work continues uninterrupted by the need for immediate confirmation. Freedom exists where dependence ends. Detachment dissolves emotional slavery. The Stoic can lose, fail, or be misunderstood without inner disturbance. Their peace does not fluctuate with opinion. Their direction remains the same under both criticism and applause. Detachment gives permanence to identity. Those who act without attachment move with calm precision. They have no need to rush. Urgency belongs to those chasing outcomes. The Stoic moves deliberately, with full awareness of their control and acceptance of what lies beyond it. Their patience becomes unshakable presence. Detachment transforms failure into function. Each setback becomes part of process rather than opposition to it. The disciplined mind extracts lesson instead of lament. This mindset keeps progress constant even in difficulty. Nothing is wasted because every event refines conduct. When the Stoic detaches, their judgment clears. They no longer overvalue temporary success or fear temporary loss. Perspective sharpens. life becomes a continuum of action and reflection, not oscillation between hope and despair. Detachment aligns perception with reality. To live without attachment is to live without fear. The Stoic does not fear losing what was never theirs to control. They do not cling to what must pass. This freedom allows complete participation in life without dependence on it for identity. Detachment makes engagement cleaner, not colder. Each act performed without attachment strengthens inner equilibrium. Detachment trains the individual to remain calm under both growth and decay. They see both as natural expressions of time. The mind remains steady, the will remains directed. The result is clarity without tension. Detachment is mastery in motion. It allows one to move through victory and defeat with equal grace. The disciplined individual does not lean forward into desire or backward into regret. They stand centered in conduct. The world changes, but their axis remains. When outcomes no longer dictate effort, life regains simplicity. The Stoic wakes, acts, refines, and releases. Peace arises naturally from this cycle. There is no conflict between what is done and what unfolds. Detachment restores harmony between action and reality. In detachment, there is permanence. Each act aligned with reason becomes its own fulfillment. The Stoic does not wait for meaning. They live it through disciplined conduct. Detachment transforms every moment into completion and every effort into mastery. Indifference is not the absence of feeling, it is the mastery of it. The Stoic who reaches this state no longer divides the world into fortune and misfortune. They see events as neutral materials shaped only by their response. Praise and insult, gain and loss, comfort and pain, each holds the same weight in the eyes of one who has built their internal law. This law governs conduct, not circumstance. Internal law is the highest form of structure. It cannot be imposed from outside because it is born of choice, discipline, and reflection. A person with internal law acts from order, not reaction. They do not shift with opinion or adapt their principles to please others. Their decisions are guided by reason so deeply that external influence loses its hold. This is where indifference finds its foundation, in the stability of self-legislation. The disciplined individual writes their own code of conduct and obeys it without compromise. This code defines what they tolerate, how they act, and what they value. It is simple, unchanging, and self-enforced. The presence of this law makes emotion irrelevant to decision. The Stoic can feel anger or joy without being directed by either. Their choices follow reason, not impulse. To live under internal law is to transcend approval. The world measures worth through agreement and applause. The Stoic measures it through integrity. They understand that indifference to judgment is freedom from manipulation. Each act aligns with principle, not with public expectation. This alignment creates a calm authority that does not seek validation because it no longer needs it. Indifference is often misunderstood as emotional coldness. It is not detachment from humanity. It is detachment from instability. The Stoic remains kind without being dependent, calm without being passive, strong without being hardened. Their neutrality comes from clarity. They have trained themselves to perceive events through structure rather than emotion. What others interpret as distance is actually composure. Internal law removes the need for reaction. When the mind has decided what is right, the opinions of others become background noise. The Stoic listens but is not led. They weigh words through reason and discard the unnecessary. This discipline eliminates conflict between values and pressure. The result is simplicity of conduct, a rare steadiness in an age of constant agitation. The disciplined mind does not seek to control the world. It seeks to control response. Indifference emerges naturally from this posture. A person cannot be disturbed by what they have already accepted. Fortune and loss, praise and insult, they belong to the same category, external. The Stoic separates these from the sphere of conduct. Their focus remains unmoved. To build internal law requires isolation of thought. The mind must retreat from influence long enough to write its own principles. This solitude is not withdrawal, it is construction. The Stoic examines life through reason, identifies what aligns with virtue, and commits to it without deviation. This process forms the spine of identity. Once established, it does not bend. Indifference strengthens identity through consistency. Every time the Stoic resists reaction, they reinforce order. Each moment of neutrality under provocation becomes proof of control. They do not boast of calmness. They practice it until it becomes their default state. Indifference turns reaction into reflection. The world continues its noise, but the disciplined person listens from stillness. The person governed by internal law becomes incorruptible. They cannot be bribed by pleasure or broken by fear. Their decisions remain the same in private and in public, in success and in adversity. This uniformity of conduct is rare because it cannot be faked. It is built through repetition of principle until deviation feels unnatural. Indifference sustains this uniformity by removing the desire for approval. When internal law rules, emotion becomes servant, not master. Anger can be used as information, sadness as perspective, joy as appreciation, but none dictate direction. The Stoic feels deeply, yet remains steady. Their emotions move through them without distortion. Indifference is not numbness, it is precision of control. The mind that obeys its own law is never lost. It carries direction through all conditions. When outcomes shift, purpose does not. This is the advantage of indifference. It removes dependency on conditions for stability. Whether fortune rises or falls, the Stoic moves with the same measured calm. They act according to law, not to luck. Public opinion loses power when internal standards rise. The Stoic no longer reacts to admiration or insult. Both are irrelevant next to conduct. What matters is whether one acted with integrity. The disciplined person respects their own judgment above all others because it is guided by principle, not impulse. This hierarchy of authority builds peace. Indifference is the shield of principle. It defends against corruption by neutralizing temptation. The Stoic who cannot be swayed by pleasure or fear cannot be ruled by either. This independence is the core of self-governance. It allows the individual to walk through life unguarded yet untouched, unyielding yet calm. When emotion and judgment conflict, internal law decides. The Stoic does not negotiate with feelings. They listen, then measure them against reason. What aligns is kept. What distorts is dismissed. This process sharpens perception until emotional clarity becomes instinct. Indifference is the result of this calibration, a mind that moves cleanly through contradiction. Every principle must be tested to become permanent. The Stoic does not expect calmness without friction. They welcome adversity as validation of structure. Each challenge reveals whether the internal law holds under strain. Indifference is confirmed when emotion fails to dictate conduct. The more the individual is tested, the stronger their equilibrium becomes. To achieve this discipline, the Stoic simplifies living. They remove excess obligation, opinion, and distraction. Internal order cannot coexist with clutter. A quiet life sharpens thought. Indifference flourishes in simplicity because noise cannot distort a clear mind. This simplicity is not poverty, It is freedom from confusion. A person guided by their own law becomes self-contained. They no longer chase reassurance. Their worth is defined through conduct, not reflection in others. Indifference gives them space to act purely. When decisions are no longer clouded by fear of judgment, execution becomes flawless. Each act is whole within itself. When insult arrives, the Stoic does not defend. Defense acknowledges threat. Instead, they remain silent, allowing truth to defend itself through consistency. This is the posture of indifference, the quiet confidence of one whose peace cannot be disturbed by words. Their calm unnerves the reactive because it reveals dependence in others. Epictetus taught that what offends you is your own opinion about what happened, not the event itself. The Stoic applies this principle daily. They examine irritation until its illusion dissolves. Each refusal to react removes another layer of ego. Indifference clears the mind of unnecessary suffering. The person becomes lighter, stronger, and unshakable. The disciplined person uses standards as compass, not chains. Their internal law liberates them from uncertainty. They no longer ask what is acceptable, they already know. This clarity accelerates progress. Indifference ensures focus is never lost to emotional turbulence. The result is quiet efficiency, motion without friction. Those who master indifference command time differently. They do not rush to fix, prove, or respond. They move at the pace of reason. Their patience is not hesitation, it is precision. While others react, they assess. This distance creates advantage. The Stoic wins through composure, not competition. Indifference transforms perception of success. It is no longer a feeling, but a condition of alignment. When one's actions match principle, success is complete regardless of result. This definition cannot be stolen or delayed. The disciplined person finds peace not after achievement, but within effort. This is the freedom of internal law. To maintain this equilibrium, the Stoic practices silence. Speech becomes deliberate, thought becomes structured. They speak only when reason demands, never when emotion tempts. Indifference filters language until only clarity remains. The result is speech that carries weight because it emerges from stillness, not impulse. The individual who obeys internal law does not compete for recognition. They compete only with their former selves. Each day tests whether their conduct aligns with yesterday's standards. Progress becomes moral consistency. Indifference keeps this pursuit pure by removing distraction from comparison. In conflict, indifference acts as armor. The Stoic does not absorb hostility, they observe it. They respond only if action serves order. This detachment disarms aggression. A calm presence disrupts chaos by refusing to mirror it. Through indifference, the Stoic becomes an anchor in instability. To live by internal law is to live without contradiction. Thought, word, and action align. This unity eliminates inner conflict. The person becomes seamless. Their energy is no longer divided between intention and execution. Indifference maintains this unity by preventing external noise from fracturing attention. A person indifferent to outcome and opinion cannot be coerced. Power over them disappears. They cannot be manipulated by threat or enticed by promise. Their direction is inwardly decided. This autonomy gives them presence that cannot be fabricated. The Stoic walks through influence untouched because they have mastered self-governance. When conduct becomes consistent, peace becomes constant. The Stoic no longer distinguishes between challenge and ease. Both are parts of the same order. Their law applies equally to all conditions. Indifference completes this circle. It allows the individual to act cleanly under all circumstances without emotional residue. The disciplined mind sees peace not as a goal, but as a side effect of order. When principle governs, harmony follows. Indifference ensures this harmony cannot be broken by event or opinion. It is self-sustaining, self-reinforcing. The Stoic no longer pursues peace, they live it by law. Through internal law and indifference, identity becomes permanent. The person ceases to fluctuate with environment. Their values do not depend on audience, nor their peace on circumstance. They have learned to live according to their own structure. Each act becomes a reflection of unbroken order, each silence a mark of mastery. Indifference is the final form of freedom. It does not reject emotion. It transcends its control. It does not deny the world. It simply refuses to be governed by it. The Stoic who has built internal law walks through life untouched by confusion, unaltered by praise, and unshaken by loss. Their peace is not protection, it is power. Restraint is the mark of mastery. It is the difference between impulse and command, between reaction and control. The Stoic understands that the ability to withhold, to pause, and to measure action defines strength more than force ever could. Power without restraint is noise. Restraint without power is fragility. Together, they form balance, the steady rhythm of disciplined control. A person trained in restraint does not rush to respond. They allow the first wave of emotion to pass before motion begins. This delay is not hesitation, it is precision. Each second of restraint separates the rational from the reactive. The Stoic knows that control begins with stillness. A single breath between thought and response can preserve peace, relationships, and authority. The untrained mind seeks relief through reaction. It speaks when provoked, moves when uncertain, and decides when emotional. The disciplined mind holds position until clarity returns. This ability to wait without anxiety, to act without urgency, is what separates composure from chaos. Restraint is not the suppression of feeling. It is its redirection toward order. To practice restraint is to acknowledge power. Only the strong can remain still when provoked. Weakness expresses itself through constant motion, through the need to prove, to justify, to be seen. The Stoic learns early that motion without reason is surrender. They speak less, move slower, and decide only when principle aligns with necessity. Each withheld reaction strengthens inner structure. Restraint builds precision in speech. Words are no longer tools of emotion, but instruments of intent. The Stoic considers language sacred because it reveals structure. Each statement must serve clarity, not release. Silence becomes strategy. It protects dignity, conceals thought, and commands respect. Those who master restraint in speech rarely need to raise their voice. Every argument is an opportunity to demonstrate order. The reactive seek victory, the Stoic seeks control. To walk away without anger, to respond without heat, is power in its purest form. The person who cannot be provoked cannot be defeated. Restraint wins through patience. It allows emotion to exhaust itself, while reason remains untouched. In restraint lies invisibility. The disciplined person does not announce intention. They move with quiet calculation, revealing nothing until the moment demands it. This concealment of reaction is not deception, it is security. The Stoic preserves energy for decisive moments, wasting none on performance. Power contained is power multiplied. Restraint teaches endurance. Each moment of withheld impulse conditions the will. What once required effort becomes natural. The person learns to hold their composure in longer intervals, even under increasing pressure. This expansion of control transforms ordinary conduct into art. Every movement becomes deliberate, every decision measured. Seneca wrote that no one is more unhappy than the person who never faces adversity, for they have nothing to test themselves against. Restraint transforms adversity into a field of practice. Each challenge is a test of composure. Every provocation, a chance to rehearse control. The Stoic understands that mastery is not proven through comfort, but through restraint under strain. In leadership, restraint is influence. The leader who reacts impulsively spreads instability. The one who responds with calculation establishes trust. People follow stillness because it signals control. The Stoic leader does not command through volume, but through gravity. Their silence carries more weight than others' argument. Restraint turns authority into presence. The discipline of restraint extends beyond emotion. It governs appetite, ambition, and attention. The Stoic practices moderation in consumption and focus. They refuse to be enslaved by pleasure or urgency. Each act of self-denial preserves clarity. Restraint is the art of directing energy toward what matters and ignoring what does not. The world rewards exhibition, but the Stoic values concealment. In an age where expression is currency, silence becomes rebellion. Restraint restores dignity to presence. To be unmoved by the need to share or prove is a form of liberation. The person who masters restraint no longer performs. They exist with purpose. Restraint deepens perception. By slowing reaction, the mind observes more. It sees detail, pattern, and consequence. Every pause reveals truth that haste conceals. The Stoic acts only after this observation is complete. Their timing becomes surgical. Each decision lands with precision because it has been purified of noise. The practice of restraint transforms energy into influence. Emotional reactions scatter force, controlled responses concentrated. The Stoic channels anger into strategy, desire into discipline, and fear into vigilance. What others waste through impulse, they convert into direction. Restraint becomes the mechanism that turns emotion into wisdom. To hold restraint under praise is as vital as under criticism. The Stoic does not overindulge in success. They remain steady, aware that fortune is temporary. Excitement can be as corrupting as anger. Restraint keeps the mind clear, even in triumph. It ensures humility within strength and patience within momentum. When provoked, restraint reveals hierarchy. The undisciplined react to every stimulus. The Stoic chooses which battles deserve presence. This selection of engagement defines power. Indifference to trivial conflict is not weakness, but sovereignty. The disciplined person fights only where principle demands. Everywhere else, they maintain silence. Restraint refines judgment. Each withheld action gives space for truth to appear. The Stoic learns to question impulse before obedience. Is this action necessary? Does it align with principle? These questions guide conduct toward precision. Over time, restraint transforms decision-making into an art of clarity. Through restraint, the Stoic gains endurance in conversation. They listen longer, speak later, and observe more deeply. Patience reveals intention. What others reveal in haste, the disciplined person uncovers through silence. This creates a quiet advantage. Understanding before speaking, assessing before acting. To restrain emotion is not to deny it, it is to command it. Anger is energy, desire is momentum, fear is awareness. When guided by restraint, each becomes a tool of reason. The Stoic channels emotion toward purpose. What others experience as chaos becomes clarity. Restraint turns volatility into discipline. The body mirrors the mind. Restraint in thought produces restraint in posture. The Stoic moves without haste, gestures without exaggeration, and occupies space with intention. This physical stillness communicates authority. It shows a person who has conquered themselves. Presence becomes silent command. Restraint is the measure of maturity. The young seek to express everything. The wise reveal only what is necessary. Each layer of restraint adds density to character. The person no longer wastes effort proving identity. They become their own proof. Stillness replaces explanation. Their presence speaks in place of words. In the practice of restraint, time becomes ally. Each moment of pause expands awareness. The Stoic sees that patience does not delay progress, it refines it. Rushed action leads to error. Deliberate action leads to permanence. Restraint aligns with time, using it as an instrument of clarity. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." Restraint fulfills this law. It is tolerance outward and discipline inward. The Stoic forgives weakness in others while demanding precision from themselves. This balance builds unshakable integrity. It ensures that strength never hardens into cruelty. Restraint builds character through repetition. Each decision to withhold becomes reinforcement of identity. Over days and years, this repetition sculpts temperament. The person becomes incapable of rashness, allergic to excess. Composure becomes instinct. Restraint, once effort, becomes nature. In restraint, clarity expands. The Stoic sees situations as they are, not as emotion paints them. They can stand in conflict without confusion, in success without arrogance, in failure without despair. This equilibrium turns chaos into information. Every event becomes material for refinement. To practice restraint is to understand timing. The disciplined person knows when to act and when to wait. Impulse acts immediately, wisdom acts correctly. The Stoic strength lies in this difference. Restraint synchronizes action with necessity. When the moment arrives, motion is flawless because it was not rushed. Restraint is a quiet form of dominance. It denies access to one's emotions and intentions. The Stoic reveals nothing that does not serve purpose. This mystery creates influence. Others sense control they cannot read. Power veiled by restraint appears infinite. Every failure of restraint is a lesson in vigilance. The Stoic studies each lapse without judgment, analyzing what emotion broke through structure. They repair, reinforce, and return to order. Progress in restraint is cumulative. Each failure refines precision. Each success extends peace. The practice of restraint eliminates regret. Decisions made without haste leave no residue. The Stoic does not look backward because their actions were deliberate. This freedom from correction allows full presence in the current moment. Restraint keeps the past clean. In conflict, restraint becomes a mirror. The reactive reveal themselves completely. The Stoic remains opaque. This difference grants strategic advantage. When provocation fails, the aggressor loses control. Restraint disarms hostility through composure. The more chaotic the environment, the more powerful stillness becomes. Restraint guards energy. Every reaction costs strength. The Stoic spends energy only where value returns. They learn to conserve power by refusing unnecessary engagement. This conservation builds endurance across time. The person who practices restraint never burns out. They refine continuously. Through restraint, clarity turns into peace. The constant self-monitoring that once required effort becomes serenity. The mind remains still because it has learned the futility of excess. Each pause between emotion and action creates space for reason to rule. That space is the kingdom of the Stoic. A restrained life is not empty, it is concentrated. The absence of noise reveals strength beneath. Each movement carries intent, each word carries weight. The Stoic becomes a model of economy, no waste, no exaggeration. Their discipline radiates through simplicity. Others sense depth without knowing why. Restraint transforms strength into art. It polishes instinct, sharpens judgment, and purifies conduct. The disciplined person acts with exactness that feels effortless, but is born of constant training. Power becomes invisible, revealed only through precision. The Stoic silence is not absence, it is mastery preserved. Mastery begins as discipline, but it must evolve into permanence. The Stoic does not train for moments, they train for identity. Every repetition, every restraint, every act of control builds toward a state where effort disappears and order becomes natural. Mastery is the silent transition from intention to instinct. It is the calm assurance that one's nature now aligns with principle. The permanence of mastery is not achieved through intensity, but through consistency. What begins as conscious effort must be repeated until it no longer requires awareness. The mind must become shaped by order in the same way a river carves stone, slowly, continuously, without pause. The Stoic knows that what is done once with discipline must be done 1,000 times with composure. True mastery has no need for display. The disciplined person no longer seeks to prove control, because control is constant. Their composure does not depend on circumstance. They carry the same calm under pressure as in peace. When mastery becomes permanent, emotion ceases to dictate behavior. The self no longer fluctuates with environment. This permanence begins in thought. The Stoic trains the mind to default to reason. Reactions once clouded by impulse become ordered automatically. The individual no longer negotiates with emotion, they observe it. Thought and action merge into clarity. This is the state where discipline transforms from choice into nature. The calm dominion that arises from mastery is invisible authority. It is not command through words, but through presence. Others sense the stability of one who has finished the internal war. The Stoic governs not by power, but by equilibrium. Their peace becomes contagious, their stillness instructive. Mastery radiates quietly. When control becomes instinctive, time changes form. The Stoic no longer races or hesitates. Each action emerges exactly when it should, without tension or delay. This harmony with timing creates efficiency beyond effort. Mastery aligns motion with necessity, thought with action, and intent with result. To live in this state is to be unmoved by extremes. Praise and insult, gain and loss, success and failure, all are processed through the same lens of reason. Permanence in mastery erases the emotional pendulum. The mind remains centered, the will remains steady. The person who lives by principle cannot be bent by event. The permanence of mastery is built through patience. The Stoic does not demand transformation overnight. They understand that permanence cannot coexist with haste. Endurance forms the foundation, repetition builds the walls. Each act of control is another stone in the structure. When the building is complete, it no longer requires reinforcement. It stands by its own weight. Mastery frees the individual from dependence on momentum. They no longer need inspiration to act correctly. Conduct is self-generating. The mind that has internalized discipline wakes already aligned. This is the difference between practice and permanence. One requires effort, the other exists naturally. Permanence is peace without passivity. The Stoic acts decisively, yet never urgently. Their calm is not stillness of inactivity, but steadiness of command. They can move quickly without haste, speak firmly without aggression, lead without assertion. This refined motion is the signature of mastery. The highest mastery is simplicity. Complexity collapses under stress. Simplicity endures. The Stoic refines action until only necessity remains. They remove ornament from thought, excess from effort, emotion from decision. What remains is pure function guided by principle. This is clarity as power. Permanence of mastery dissolves self-doubt. When a person has lived by their law long enough, uncertainty disappears. They no longer question whether they are strong. They simply act in strength. The need for reassurance fades. Confidence becomes quiet because it is no longer required. It has become structure. In this state, the Stoic becomes both participant and observer. They act fully while watching themselves act. This dual awareness creates perfect balance, engagement without entanglement. The mind directs without forcing, adjusts without panic, and corrects without self-judgment. Mastery is conduct guided by reflection, and reflection guided by calm. A mastered mind governs emotion the way gravity governs motion, silently, constantly, without resistance. Every feeling follows the same natural order. Anger, fear, joy, and sorrow flow through but cannot disrupt equilibrium. The Stoic does not suppress these forces. They integrate them into the system. Emotion becomes fuel rather than interference. The permanence of mastery eliminates conflict between desire and principle. The individual no longer wants what contradicts virtue. Pleasure aligns with order. Will aligns with truth. This unity ends the inner struggle that consumes ordinary minds. When there is no division within, there is no exhaustion. The Stoic who has reached this level does not measure progress in external terms. They no longer speak of improvement, they live as improvement. Life becomes refinement, not repair. Each day is a continuation of structure, not a return to it. This quiet continuity defines the permanence of mastery. The calm dominion of the Stoic manifests as serenity under all pressures. They no longer react to the chaos of others. Their presence restores proportion to whatever surrounds them. In conversation, their tone steadies. In conflict, their silence clarifies. Dominion here is not control over others, but stability that influences without command. Permanence requires humility. The Stoic knows mastery cannot be claimed. It can only be maintained. Arrogance breaks equilibrium by reintroducing ego. The disciplined person guards against pride as carefully as against anger. They recognize that mastery is not a destination, but a state of ongoing precision. A mastered life carries no waste. Every word, movement, and decision has reason. Energy flows without friction. The Stoic becomes efficient in existence, not through calculation, but through alignment. When nothing contradicts itself, nothing is lost. This seamless integration of will and world is the mark of calm dominion. In permanence, control extends even into failure. The Stoic accepts mistake without collapse. They correct quietly, without self-condemnation. Their peace remains because their worth is no longer conditional. Mastery allows learning without suffering. Error becomes refinement rather than regret. This steadiness transforms leadership. The mastered individual does not demand obedience. They attract it. People are drawn to equilibrium because it offers safety. The Stoic's authority comes from composure, not coercion. They lead by being unshaken, and their calm becomes a mirror for others to find their own balance. Permanence in mastery removes the fear of loss. The individual understands that what is built on principle cannot be taken away. Even in deprivation, order remains. The Stoic can lose everything external and still remain intact internally. Their wealth lies in structure, not possession. Calm dominion is the natural evolution of self-command. When a person has mastered reaction, restraint, and reason, they no longer need to force control. It radiates. Others feel it as gravity, not pressure. The Stoic does not seek to influence. They simply exist in such equilibrium that instability cannot persist near them. The permanence of mastery allows detachment from time. The disciplined person lives as if all moments are equal. They do not cling to the past or anticipate the future. Every moment is used precisely for what it offers. This present discipline creates a timeless quality, life lived without waste. The Stoic views the world as a field of practice. Every situation becomes material for refinement. Comfort tests consistency, adversity tests depth. The mastered person welcomes both, knowing that each sustains equilibrium. Nothing is too trivial or too severe to shape composure. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Look well into yourself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if you will always look." This is the essence of permanence. Strength is no longer imported, it is generated from within. The Stoic does not reach outward for resilience. It flows naturally from their structure. When mastery becomes identity, reaction disappears. The individual no longer asks, "What should I do?" They simply act in accordance with principle. The gap between thought and execution closes. The result is effortless integrity, the alignment of being and doing. The calm dominion of the Stoic is power without effort. It is the quiet authority that emerges when control is absolute but invisible. They no longer strive for impact, they embody it. Their influence is a byproduct of consistency. Power no longer needs expression when it has become essence. In permanence, even silence becomes communication. The Stoic stillness conveys more than speech. It reassures, directs, and stabilizes. Those near them feel anchored, not through persuasion, but through presence. Dominion operates through example, not instruction. The permanence of mastery ends the cycle of emotional fatigue. The mind no longer oscillates between motivation and resistance. It functions smoothly, detached from chaos. Each day becomes repetition of purpose, effortless yet exact. The result is peace that renews itself endlessly. The Stoic no longer distinguishes between practice and life. Discipline has absorbed both. Every action, from the smallest motion to the greatest decision, reflects the same order. This total integration marks completion, not of ambition, but of alignment. Life has become principle in motion. In the permanence of mastery, control is silent, peace is constant, and purpose is unbroken. The individual lives not in pursuit, but in expression of virtue. What was once training is now existence. What was once discipline is now identity. The Stoic stands still while the world moves, calm in dominion, complete in order, and infinite in presence.